This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. I am your host, Jay John, for the next 60 minutes. If you haven't subscribed to us on iTunes yet, you've got to get onto that. Make sure you head to iTunes, search for Asian Pop Radio, and when you find us, subscribe, and you will get a whole heap of content delivered to you as soon as it's posted. So we usually, on average, have about 10 to 15 podcasts a week, more and more content going up shortly, and you'll be able to, you know, be informed on all sorts of things. And we know you're going to love these guys here on the phone right now. We're crossing all the way to Perth to have a chat to Dance Crew Made in Asia. How you going, girls?
We're good.
So, Letitia, firstly, I'll throw it to you guys to tell me, you know, whoever wants to answer this first can answer it. We'll take it as it comes. But where did you guys get started?
Okay, so basically, we started off in high school as a group of friends, and we saw this K-pop performance by a crew called CGC Legacy. We saw them perform the classic Sorry, Sorry by Super Junior and Shy Boy by Secret, and we just fell in love with, you know, the K-pop and the dance, so we decided to, you know, get together as a group of friends and start dancing. And I opened my own channel, my solo channel, and over the years, like, my passion for dancing grew. And I decided to put more of that passion into, like, making our crew bigger and to improve our quality and that kind of stuff. Yeah, it kind of just grew.
Yeah, so we started off with, like, six original members, being Letitia, me, Anna, Nadia, Bowan, Dee, and Caitlin. So it was our six just friends. We were in different year groups, so we really worked really hard just to get our first performance, which was a live performance at this same event, but the year after, where we formed a medley of Miss A and Girls' Generation songs. So that's just essentially how we got done.
Now, when you became a crew, were there, you know, were you aware of any other K-pop dance crews in Perth at the time?
Yeah, we were pretty close with one of the other crews, KCDC. We used to go to their classes quite a lot when we were younger. That was really the only other crew we knew.
Right. So those guys actually got started a little bit before you, did they?
Yeah, just a couple of years before us.
Okay.
Is it a couple of years?
Now, so you were actually...
Yeah, I think it was 2012, so just a year or two before us, but Kaotsun, the leader, was a lot older and had a lot more experience, so she managed to get that up a lot quicker than us, just because we had the passion, but we just really didn't have the leverage to start.
Right, 2000...
They were absolute inspiration to us.
2012, so they must have been quite early in the biz then, right, for Australia?
I think Kaotsun was one of the first cover dancers on YouTube, actually.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Okay, so you guys actually both performed at the Strictly K-pop event the other night. How did it go? Was it the first time you were at the event?
No, we also performed at the launch party for Strictly K-pop, which was in March, and that was just performances. This event, we did a dance battle with KCDC.
Now, it sounded like the first event, the first Strictly K-pop event, like, sold out completely, and it sounded like the event on Thursday was going down that path as well. Was there a good turnout?
Yeah, we had a pretty good turnout on Thursday as well. We had two more DJs, so we had, like, bigger variety of music, like some older K-pop stuff and some, like, more R&B stuff. But it was also such a really big hit. I was really surprised.
That's awesome. So, guys, what's been your highlight so far as a group? Like, would it have been an appearance that you've had on stage, a particular competition, maybe even Strictly K-pop itself?
Probably our biggest thing that really solidified us as a crew was our cover of Ice Cream Cake in early 2016. That's really when we started to up the quality of our dance and get a lot more serious, and also the quality of our filming as well. So that was kind of a pivotal moment for our crew.
Another performance that we really liked was probably Spring Feast, because it was the first time we performed at a uni event.
Right.
And there was a lot of people who turned out, and it was just so great, you know, seeing, like, all the K-pop fans cheering together and that kind of stuff.
The scene's definitely growing in Perth at the moment, isn't it? I mean, and over the last few years, you've had a couple more artists come here and there. Obviously, GOT7 not too long ago. Do you feel like the local community is growing, getting behind K-pop and also dance crews?
Definitely. We used to be a really small group, but we were always very close-knit, like, as K-popers in Perth. We've got, like, a Facebook group and everything, but it's definitely growing. I mean, having regular K-pop clubbing events certainly shows that, and it's been really amazing just how close everyone's been getting.
But you guys still get a little bit of a raw deal there, don't you? I mean, obviously the rest of the country just watches everything announced for Sydney, and Melbourne's been having a little bit more luck, but Perth, you know, gets a bit of the short straw, don't they?
Yeah, we do. I remember in 2013 when we had the Feel Career concert. And we had, like, just having big names like M Black and Ailey perform there. We were so excited. Like, it was, we didn't think it would ever happen. And then we had GOT7, obviously. We're like, we just get so excited when it does happen. So
yeah,
it is, like, not as often, but we still appreciate it just as much.
No, I get the feeling that not, you know, many people just can't, unless they're connected to dance crews, they don't really understand the amount of work that goes into practicing and trying to, you know, create a video and the editing of it and the, you know, the moves in itself. Like, how much time do you guys each week, like how much time are you putting into your crew practicing, you know, working on videos?
Well, recently we've had to practice for a lot of performances. So obviously we had Strictly K-pop last week and we've got two more coming up as well. So we probably practice maybe once or twice, but like usually the rehearsals would be 4 hours around in length. And, you know, we have to put together different sets for each performance and that kind of thing. So, and filming itself takes up a lot of time as well because we actually have a cover coming out soon, which we spent a lot of time filming because we did 2 locations and we worked with a videographer. So that took about, I think, 8 hours to film.
Yeah, a wonderful Valerie from Tam Productions here in Perth. She really did a lot for us with all her equipment and it's a really professional shoot. We're really excited to release our new cover this week.
That's awesome, guys. We'll be looking out for it. One more question. Like, if you could perform anywhere on the globe, where would it be? Where would you love to perform? And perhaps even who would you be loving to perform aside, beside?
Oh, well, you're talking to 3 of the oldest members here. So naturally, our biggest love for K-pop would have to be Big Bang. It would be amazing to perform with them. Even just one of them, like GD or Taeyang.
That would be awesome. I'd have to say, I can't dance to save my life, but I think I'd be up there with you. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time today. It's really great to get to know you, and I wish you all the best. But do us a favor, and can you keep in contact with us? Anytime you've got a video that you want to promote or anything you've got coming up you want to talk about, or even if you know other crews in Perth that you'd like to help promote, like just send them our way, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Sounds good. Thanks so much for everything.
No worries. And can you please let us know, how do we find more information about Made in Asia? So how do we get to your Facebook page and anything else you've got going?
If you want to search us on YouTube, our YouTube name, if you type in Made in Asia Australia or Made in Asia Dance Crew, that usually comes up. We have an Instagram called Made in Asia Official that has our really cool logo and all promotional things. If you're a bit more of a Facebook person, we also have a Facebook page. If you just type in Made in Asia Australia or dance, that also comes up. And definitely if you want to do auditions, dancing, any of that. Our dance classes are also through that as well.
That's it for another episode of Asian Pop Radio. I've been Jay John. Thanks to everyone involved. Thanks to Robert, our producer. Thanks to Juby, our audio production person. Thanks to Cassandra, Made in Asia, KCDC, the news team, and Travis for our music. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio.